mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I said in the last hour I was going to take a bunch of calls. I didn't do it because it was so much news. And there's a ton of news coming up in this hour as well. During the breaks, I'm going to pick back through my two stacks and focus on the most important stuff. Believe me, there's a lot of it. So stay with us. But I am going to take a lot of calls this hour. I'm going to do it. So regardless of how good your call is, I'm cutting you off quickly. But I'm not going to comment much on what you say. 1-800-259-9231. Rodney, go ahead.
Picking back up with what I was saying, two great points that you brought out in the story about Alan Greenspan having prior knowledge. I think that this is not just a smoking gun, but a smoking shotgun. Because, in fact, you pointed out, very few people know that the Federal Reserve get inside knowledge from the CIA. So the question is, once again, how did Alan Greenspan know how to make these massive financial transactions 2 days before the London bombings, and why isn't the major media speaking to this issue? I'll go ahead and leave you on that note, and have a good day, brother.
Well, I appreciate your call. Also, a big financial move that took place yesterday. The Chinese have dollarized their currency. That is, they peg the mark at which they trade their currency according to the dollar. They went off the dollar yesterday. They are now going to go according to kind of a grab bag aggregate of about 12 different currencies, the most dominant being the euro and the dollar. Our government has begged them not to do this. This is very serious for our economy, very serious for the dollar, and just cannot be over. That's in the stack. I'm going to dig it out and go over it. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's just, I could talk 3 hours about that, and the Federal Reserve and fiat currency and world reserve currencies, and it's all very frustrating to try to cover it all. Mike in Arizona is gone, so we'll go to Mike in New York. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Here in New York City, just about to go out to a rehearsal with my gig bag and my bass, and wondering what would you say to these guys when they stop you on the subway to be searched?
Well, first I want to hear what you're planning to do.
I'm not going to consent to it, just on principle.
Yeah, the New York Post is reporting about all these T-shirts that are being sold all over the streets now saying, I do not consent to being searched.
Right.
You have a Fourth Amendment. They'll claim it's a privilege to ride on the subway. No, it's not a privilege to travel. They claim it's a privilege to drive in your car. It's not. And they're just doing this, and it's never going to go away. And ask the cops. Go, hey, how come you're searching 5-year-old black kids and 8-year-old white girls? And we've all seen it on the news. You know, you're, oh, because you can't profile. You don't want to profile. Number, you want to get everybody used to you violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
I mean,
look, I would be calm and I'd just say, look, you're not going to search me.
I mean, I paid to ride the subway. I paid a monthly fee. I pay 70, 80 bucks a month to ride the subway.
Well, sir, it's going to be everything. Look, I don't know how long you've been listening, but I'm not tooting my horn. It's easy to figure out what they'll do. They're going to bomb. I said they're going to bomb trains. They're going to bomb, I said, probably this summer, late summer. Okay, that's on record. And then it's going to be endless surveillance and the same thing with the TSA there. How did I know? Because the TSA was already quietly, a year ago, training bus departments and police departments for this. It's going to be on the trains. It's going to be in the schools. It's going to be at the malls. There's going to be attacks. They're probably going to have an Arab who will be shot and killed, and he'll think he's really fighting, you know, great Satan. He won't know his boss is CIA Arab, LCIA. He's going to go into it. He's probably going to kill 100 people in a shopping mall. You're going to be searched to go in shopping malls until you say, no, we get it. We figure it out. We know what's going on.
Silence is deafening, Alex. I'm really, I'm disappointed in my fellow New Yorkers. I really am.
Well, you know what? I said I'd run over the callers here, but you're bringing up, you're in New York. This is big news with these machine guns at the 5-year-olds. The searching, and by the way, it's not just New York. It's coming to Houston, Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., Detroit. We'll be back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've seen the statistics several times. You have a better chance in England or the United States of being struck by lightning twice in the same day as you do by being blown up or shot by a terrorist. There are 295 million people that we know of. There's another 15 million or so of the illegals that aren't registered. We know about half of them, but about another fifth. So it's over 30 million people. But the point is you know, 290 something million people on the census rolls. In the projected census right now, at 295 million. Think of the biggest sports stadiums hold 100, 110,000 people. Okay, can you know how many sports stadiums 295 million is? I mean, how many sports stadiums is 5 million? That's a good analogy or a good way to illustrate the illegal aliens. There's 30 million illegal aliens, government's own numbers. They were trying to fudge those for a few years and say it was 20 million. No, now they say over 30 million. Imagine how many sports stadiums that is. So we've got that many people in our country who we don't know who they are. From Russia and China and the Middle East, but predominantly Latin America. and they kill cops and machine gun people, and it's back of the newspaper. Oh, you got a lot better chance. You got a pretty good chance in South Texas. I mean, it's an actual real danger to be killed by a Los Zetas or MS-13. Man, they've killed in Texas, what is it? I know on the whole border it's 8 cops they've killed this year, and 5 in the last month over the border in one town in over Texas. So, man, what's the chances of that? So, but let's think about this. So you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in the same day as you do of being bombed. But we got to change our society. We got to search those little children. We got to point machine guns at you. As if it's not, I mean, if we had real suicide bombers, Israel has maximum security, total police state, and they can't stop it. You know, real organic suicide bombers, the bombs that aren't Israeli Mossad doing it, and this is admitted, and then blaming it on their enemies. They've been caught countless times. The Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, if you have a problem with it. So, UPI. So, no amount of security. I mean, if somebody wants to blow people up, look at Baghdad. If you want to blow yourself up and you want to run into a crowd and blow yourself up, no amount of machine guns, no amount of cops is going to stop it. You just cannot stop it. You might stop 1 out of 20. Maybe. And again, you do have real suicide bombers in the Middle East, but almost every time we track it back, it is some CIA foundation group funding the Muslim leaders who never get in trouble. And then their little useful idiots go out and do it, and then Egypt gets $5 billion, Israel gets $5 billion, Jordan gets $2 billion, now Pakistan gets $4 billion to fight terror. They all want it to keep going, too. And it's really a war against the people. It's a war against the Palestinians. It's a war against the Jews. It's against a war against Americans. It's a war against the British. It's a war against the Germans. In Italy, they're taking people's freedoms. Putin said 2 days ago, we've got to give up our rights. We have to give up more rights to be safe. Look at the terror in London. Vladimir Putin's been caught carrying out bombings red-handed. So, number one, it doesn't keep you safe. Number two, the government's behind it. Number three, when they set this police state up and they're not busy giving you a bombing or two a year, those cops searching you are going to be looking for something. They got to have something to do with their job. And folks, you better be more afraid of a million cops now in America. We had, when Bill Clinton first got in office, 400,000. A million cops in America. And then now they're going to have millions of troops in America. And folks, understand, you may wake up one morning and there may be a mushroom cloud. And it isn't going to be Al-Qaeda. Okay? It isn't going to be Al-Qaeda. It's going to be the CIA. It's going to be the New World Order. It's going to be a federal secret group, working group you never heard of. Contracting with Russian Spetsnaz. You know, that's what it's going to be. Because they all work together. And they're going to re-engineer. They're going to force drug you. They're going to shave your kids' heads. They're going to the Army's now expanding out for what they'll take as new recruits as part of a draft. 42-year-olds. I told you, folks, some of these bills are as old as 49. Before, they wouldn't take you, you know, if you were over 31 as a new recruit. 42! But see, in this new draft isn't going to be called a draft. It's going to be called national service. This is admitted. I've talked to folks that are on the draft boards. Oh, it's not a draft. It's national service. And you will be able to select. This is going to be the incredible part. You're going to be able to select domestic service, at least on the surface. And then they have incentives, more pay, and ways to pressure you into serving overseas. But if you're a woman, or you're over 40, you might be able to serve here domestically. And, folks, I saw it back in 98, the federal documents. It's in my film, Police Day 2000. You're going to wear gray uniforms. Now, I know 5 years from now, you know, I might be killed by the New World Order, long gone in some gulag, and you're sitting there living on your food rations or whatever, worshiping your television. And when they issue you the gray uniforms, just go, God, that guy even knew about gray uniforms. Not because I'm some genius, I just read the document. But we, people out there, they think it's like genius to read documents. And everything they said they do, they'll do. So they're going to nuke you, and then they're going to rape the daylights out of you. And I mean even literally in many cases. And let me tell you how a Nazi Soviet system works. Some local viceroy wants your good-looking girlfriend or wife, you go to the camp. You go to re-education. somebody wants your business, they're going to take it. You see, this isn't about everybody doing good and having a big economy. This is about a bunch of fat cats selecting and letting their little pimps and their little soldiers run things. And it's going to be so sad to see our best and smartest looking women groveling and begging to them, and you know, guys swaggering around in their little SWAT team black outfits, and people cowering. Oh, thank you, sir, for all you do. They're not going to say thank you, sir, for all you do because they love you, because they know you're a piece of garbage, and because they're afraid of you. We're going to your calls. It's just that if we don't have an awakening, if we don't wake up to this, if we don't realize what's happening, if we let them do this, there's no end to it. You understand tyrants don't stop, folks. They just enjoy dominating and being bullies. They're sadists. They're angry by lots of nice houses and people having fishing boats and motorboats. They're angry about people having healthy, happy children. They're angry that you got swimming pools. They're angry that you got money in the bank. They're angry that you're not under their control. They even say this. They say it. They don't want you to do good. They don't want you to be free. They hate our troops so bad because they're young, gung-ho, well-meaning servants. The elite hates them so much because they're using them and they're afraid of them, and they know that the people are being manipulated, and they know these are good troops and good cops, and so they're afraid of you, so they always put something into you that's going to soft kill you. Don't believe me? Just when you're sitting there dying, when you're 27 years old, you know, just remember. Or when the 18-month-old toddler's happy and, you know, speaking in full sentences, and you take them in for their injection, and they have a seizure in the waiting room, and then the cops come in and go, "Did you shake the baby?" "No, he just got his shots. He's having a convulsion. Please help me." "No, let's put you in handcuffs right now." "Let's do it. It's with the government. We love you." It's so evil. I'm so sick of it. We talked to Mike, and this is what set me off. Mike's sitting there talking about New York, where I've seen on the news the photos. Little kids, man, with guns at them, scared, looking up, having their stuff searched. It's ridiculous. Go ahead, Mike. Finish up what you're saying.
No, I'm heading out now, and I'm going to rehearsal. I've got to ride the subway. I ride the subways every day, and look for me on the front page of the Post, because I have a hard time shutting up in the face of this stuff.
Be sure once you get out of the Bechtel camp. It's still there. Once you get out of there, just be sure and contact the media and then sue them over it. They have violated your Fourth Amendment.
Absolutely. In the contract that exists, because I paid for a MetroCard and now I can't use their services because I refuse to give up my Fourth Amendment right. It's absurd. And as far as I'm concerned, July 22nd, 2005 or whenever yesterday they started these searches is the beginning of a very serious period in this country.
Because I don't think people know what it's like to get pulled over and have the thugs gather around and what happens in families. "Well, I'm dating a stormtrooper, Daddy, and he's doing a great job. I'll report you if you talk bad about Wilbur."
I'm gonna have a hard time shutting up in the subway station. I feel like screaming in the street. Like,
that's right. You're not afraid.
Wake up.
You know, my parents were just in England. They said that the bus drivers and people on the street were going, "Oh yeah, it's the government. Oh yeah, it's control." Literally, my dad told me this yesterday, last night. "Oh yeah, you know, we're not afraid. We have the Nazis dump 200,000 pounds a night on us. You're not afraid. I bet if they started bombing the subway every week, you're not going to be afraid." You know who has attacked the New York subway? LCIA has never attacked the New York subway. 1968, your government killed Americans in the New York subway as just a cold-blooded test, Mike.
Yep. I'm on you. I listen every day, man. I read quite a bit, and I stay up on it because I'm not afraid of them. I'm just afraid of weak-minded, weak-spirited people who won't stand up to it.
I hear you, and that's the crux of it. Thanks for the call. We'll come back and talk to Ron and Fred and Johnny and Jamie and everybody else. I just got to say this right now. It is true. We're really soft. We used to be the hardest, strongest, most cunning people in the world. We were. We were the wild, you know, the barbarians, the criminals, the outcasts, the whatevers that came to America. And we have turned into the fattest, dumbest, most stupid, cowardly, bug-eyed trash on the planet.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, literally, can you imagine our history? 55 people have been killed. Hurry, put men in black masks everywhere and let them search us and shove us around and surveil everything we do. Yes, or they'll get us. I mean, it's just so... And if the government had the border locked down, was deporting people, you know, and then clearly wasn't involved in the attacks, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, rah, you know, at a certain level. But it's so transparent. It's a joke. It's a joke. All right, Ron, Fred, Jeremy, and others, we're going to your calls right now. He just loves calling in. I guess as all this stuff's happening in New York. Ron, go ahead. You're on the air.
That is correct, Alex, and it keeps happening day by day by day. We're losing this country and our freedom and our own self-respect.
Yeah, the martial law is not in a sloth, slow motion now.
No, no, not ever since those bombings in London, no. It's been going literally from hour to hour. It's been going, it's getting worse and worse.
All they need is just a slight cover. Notice the whole agenda was lined up. Everybody was, you know, on the gridiron, and they said, hut, 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 boom, 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 and boy, the ball was in action.
That's correct. And so I'm not calling you so much from the city state of New York as from the police state of New York. Of course, you're all aware.
Okay, well, you're a retired cop. What are you going to do when you're walking down there and some guy walks over and goes, hey, man, come here. I'm going to set you now.
No. And you know what I'm going to do if it happens after I've entered the system and paid my fare to exit that system? I'm going to raise hell by filing a suit to get back my $2 from the New York City Transit Authority because my right to travel a public conveyance, folks, this is not private. It's as much your right to go into that system as it is to walk down the street, okay? And if I'm going to have to give up my Fourth Amendment right to use a public conveyance, that's not part of the term.
Well, here, let's role play. Now, of course, at first it'll just be showing little kids on TV, but at first it'll just be, you know, select groups, but it's really meant for, and it'll only be in a few spots at first. So I walk up to you. I need to look in the bag there, mister.
I'm sorry, officer. I have a reasonable expectation of privacy, and you have no articulable grounds by which to search my bag.
Well, aren't you a fancy talk, Mr. Lawyer? Hey, don't be talking back to me.
Yeah,
what you got to hide? I need some backup over here right now.
That's precisely what they'll do. At that point, you take names, badge numbers, you leave the system, and then you pursue action, legal action beyond that. And one of the ways I said, of course, is it's not a condition of your use of that system when you pay to get into it that you're subject to.
Well, let me ask you this, Ron. Now, I mean, the cops are...
Enough. This is enough, Alex. Being a former cop, no, I'm an American. I was always that before I was ever a police officer, and this has gone too far. Do you know that this is not only unconstitutional, but illegal, even under their pathetic laws? Like
now, I know, Bloomberg, well, hey, I'm hearing it's going to happen in Detroit. It's going to happen in Chicago. It's happening in San Francisco. I'm even hearing Dallas and Houston.
Best case, what the rest of the nation is doing, and they've already said this, is they're sitting back and watching what happens in New York. In other words, they're sitting back in other cities watching to see how weak, stupid, and cowardly the citizens are of New York are. And if they go along with it like sheep, they'll try to pull it on the citizens in their cities, assuming that everybody...
Well, let me ask you a question, Ron.
Sheep.
Let me ask you a question. I was there for the RNC for like 7 days. And literally, if you ask, some of the cops are nice, but a lot of them, especially senior ones, you know, more mid-level, if you ask just a basic question, well, it's in my video, they would just scream at you like you were a prisoner and like you were the lowest form of child molester. How did these cops begin to think they were God?
Because these people were culled for that. Because they had those aspects to their personality when the change came to law enforcement.
Do they want their mother treated like that?
Oh, their mother probably wasn't much different than that. And the agencies have now sought out those type of people where years back they might ferret those type of people out. But those are the type of people you need if you're going to pull off this kind of abuse, if you're going to create a totalitarian and authoritarian society where there was formerly a democracy. These are the kind of people they seek out for those positions. Alex, do you know that I have even called the relevant civil rights organizations in this city, first and foremost, the New York ACLU, and anybody who's listening to this broadcast who is affected by this should call the New York ACLU. This way they don't think we're all dumb and asleep. And he said that nobody has called up to date with any complaints. Now, these organizations have made very nice rhetorical statements in the press, but as of this hour, none have taken any substantial or consequential legal action.
Well, that's because they're loyal opposition, and they know their daddy Bush is going to blow up some subway very soon, and they don't want to look bad.
Well, I say that people should at least go on record of indicating that they're not in favor of this wholly illegal, un-American, unconstitutional behavior.
Shut your mouth, boy! I'm talking to you!
This matter will not even make us safe.
Shut your mouth!
That they could use that would make us safe. They choose not to.
Shut your mouth!
And they rather use methods which just impose upon us.
I know. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What you doing here, videotaping the prison? Well, I'm here from Texas to make a documentary. I'm here on the street corner. That's where you're holding the people. Get out of here! I'm going to have you arrested! Well, actually, sir, we have a right to do this. Any more back talk, you're going to jail! I mean, it's just this attitude of, we're God, shut up, scum, serve us and pay your taxes! Get in line, you maggot suckers! Or the terrorists are going to get you. I mean, it's so obvious, isn't it? Their bosses do this so they can build their prisons and grab our kids and put them in them and just leave our borders wide open and trash this country out while the globalists suck all the defense contractor agencies dry, and while DynCorp runs around kidnapping children and they just admit it in congressional hearings and nobody gets in trouble. The criminals of the criminals are in control. They've hired every bully and goon and just idiot. And literally low-grade morons, borderline retards, I mean, I'm just telling it like it is, to go enforce this. And I just can't believe, I love this country, folks. I love this country. They are dismantling it. We're going to go to Martin in London, and Fred in Pennsylvania, and Jeremy in Indiana, and Stuart in Arizona. That's it for calls, because I literally am going to blitz through some news here. But before I go to this call in London, and then go through all this other news we haven't covered yet. Before I do that, I'm going to settle down, number one. I'm just going to tell you something. From the bottom of my heart, folks, we have gotten tens of thousands of emails, hundreds, if not thousands of faxes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls. You've heard the listeners where they couldn't wake their father, their mother, their neighbor, the cop down the street up about 9/11 or about the New World Order until they gave them 9/11, the Road to Tyranny, or Matrix of Evil, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or the new film Martial Law. We have tools that work. If you have my videos, I think the best are Road to Tyranny and Martial Law. Make a few copies. Give them to people. All we've got is word of mouth. We don't have the New World Order. We need you to get this out to the people. It will expose who is behind the terror. You know, our government has admitted a whole bunch of times that they carry terror out. There are handbooks. There are manuals. There are admissions. Do you understand, folks? That's what's so crazy about this. We're not speculating, okay? Gosh. You really need to get Martial Law, my new film. We get discounts where you get multiple copies. You know, they're like $10 off. I got some of my videos, like American Dictators, that exposes the false left-right paradigm and how both parties are controlled and just a bunch of other key issues. It's a great video, just basically an education on the New World Order. That's what my films do. You know, they cover whole wide areas, whole aspects. Not just one issue, which are fine too, folks. But you know, people see one issue, they don't usually grasp it. Giving people wide spectrum data is what I found is very successful at getting people to wake up. So I hope you'll go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And I hope you'll peruse the Safe Secure shopping carts. I hope you'll watch all the free clips and read about the different specials. And I hope you'll buy some of these videos so I can do more. Because, frankly, I'm frustrated. We're doing well. I'm able to pay my, I keep saying five employees. I actually have six. I'm able to pay my six employees. The dollar's plunged in value, so I was even able to give them a little bit of a raise. But there's no extra money to really make even better quality films. There's not the money to do all the things I need to do in this fight. And, there's so many different things. So, secondarily, it also makes this broadcast possible. So, please get the videos. Toll-free number to order them. They can answer all your questions when you call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. And of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv, the best deal on the net, bar none. I mean, all my films, a whole bunch of other films I've been authorized to post, just hundreds of weekly TV reports I've done, hundreds of my best audio interviews, interviews, whenever, every day we have interviews posted. It's all there. By the way, we've been developing it. We're launching podcasting next week. It's another service for folks. So it's including my films in audio format and the weekly TV reports. So, it just gets bigger and better, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, that's enough. It's just bottom line, we need your support in this fight. You know in your guts we're on the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. We're not a bunch of charlatans or scammers. We're just hardcore individuals that love freedom and are down and dirty and are ready to fight. And are fighting as hard as we can in the info war. I mean, we're just in the trenches, dog dirty, folks, just in it. Just right up against it, 110%. Day one, the government did 9/11. Lay out the information. Day one, it's the government. Day one, understanding, grasping, analyzing, tracking. Just frankly, folks, we need your support, and I think we deserve it. And God deserves all the thanks and all the glory. And we're doing great, folks, just growing pains and at the same time frustration because we need to do a lot more and fast. I'm just in a full rampage mode now. I just know something big's coming soon, and we just got to get the word out now. We're offering a lot of new videos and books and stuff by other authors. Be sure and check that out when you're on Infowars.com or when you call. All right, that's enough. Fast. Let's just go to your calls. Martin in London. Martin, go ahead.
Hey, cool. I just wanted to make sure before the spinning lies come in from Tony Blair, which is what he usually does, that people understand this what's gone on today in London. Basically, it's in the Belfast Telegraph from an eyewitness close by. The guy on the train, he had no weapon, he had no rucksack, he was doing nothing wrong, and plainclothes cop basically pushed him to the floor, put a gun to his head, and executed him. It is described as an execution.
No, I know. Sir, it's admitted. I know.
Five plus shots. Because before, within an hour, there'll be spin, and we'll hear that he had a rucksack or a belt.
Oh, no, there already is a spin. Somebody saw a wire. Now, the police admit he didn't have a bomb, but they found some tiddlywink citizen to go, wires, wires.
Well, I mean, the witness is close by. The guy's looking confused on the floor, and his head was blown to a pulp. He was executed, effectively. So
yeah, no, it's confirmed five shots. Some are saying ten.
Yeah.
And they wanted him dead. This was execution.
There's another bit of news that's come out today as well. This is from another eyewitness that I don't think you've mentioned yet. Police were seen in a street in London at 3 o'clock this morning snooping around. Nobody knows what they were doing. Later on today, they came back. They sent a robotic camera in, and from outside, six gunshots were fired into the house and stormed by our SWAT team equivalent. They came out with nothing. They then went further down the road, and they've made four arrests in that street. Two of them were old women, about 70 years old, who were...
Yeah, what we believe is they're killing patsies. We believe the government first announced and said that it was a power surge for an hour and a half, and we also have some internal sources on this, that some of the people figured out that it was real bombs and somehow deactivated them, and that's why Reuters reported killing people in the streets, and they're doing raids on houses and stuff, hunting down the patsies that didn't carry out the bombings.
Right, yeah, okay. Now, one more thing that I just wanted to say. I've got a website going live tomorrow. It's called 77research.org, and I've done a lot of investigation into this, and I've got stuff that's not out on the web anywhere that I'll be putting out tomorrow that 100% proves that the suicide bomber theory is a lie, is a total lie. And I've done a lot of analysis into this, and I can blow the suicide theory.
Well, they're even admitting now that Scotland Yard is saying it probably wasn't suicide.
I can even prove, though, Alex, that the guys cannot have even been on the underground trains that they say they're on. Yeah, I can even prove that they weren't there.
Well, why don't you contact Paul? We'd like to carry those exclusives if we check it out and find it to be credible.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got all the working out. I've done all the math, everything, so I can prove it without
doubt. Well, contact Wadi Wad. Do you want his phone number?
Yeah, if you could get that to me, that would be good, yeah.
All right, yeah. Now, I recognize your voice. You sent us some other good stuff. Put him on hold, please, and give him Watson's number.
Okay, that was it. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. Scott, give him Paul's Watson's number, please. Thank you. Let's go now to Fred in Philadelphia. Hurriedly, go ahead.
I can really give you a piece of information as far as the video of the four supposed people walking into the subway station in London. From my research about the cameras, the street cameras that these are supposedly these pictures are supposedly taken from, they're supposed to have a six-digit serial number on all the footage at the top left part of the frame.
Yes.
Now I didn't notice that at all on the stills that were slathered worldwide, and I would say that without looking at the without looking at it properly and in a proper forensic way, you don't have any proof at all that there is that these.
You know, why do you say that? I mean, so what if the government in fiscal year 2004 spent $242 million on one buy for fake newscasts? So what if the Commerce Department spent another $20
million?
So what if a bunch of other federal agents spent tens of millions on fake newscasts and there's a Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence that openly says they lie to us on purpose? You know what?
Yeah.
So the government's manufactured a lot of stuff in the past, and phony weapons documents, and so the government says they want to carry out terror,
yeah.
and so they even tell you in Northwoods how to frame patsies.
Well,
so what?
The
government didn't do it. Give your rights up.
I just want to say that there's a lot of fake news going out. There's the New York Times news service is not very good at backing up what it's saying. You have a story in the Philadelphia Inquirer by Alan Kowell, C-O-W-E-L-L, who has just lied throughout the multi-page article.
No kidding. Thanks for the call.
No, one more thing.
I've got to let you go. Yeah. Got to let you go. I really do. Oh, please don't be mad at me. Please. I just, you know, maybe I shouldn't take calls sometimes, I think. But, you know, the calls take us in so many good directions. But then I run on. The callers run on. We don't get to everybody. I don't get to all the news. Jeremy in Indiana. Jeremy, go ahead.
Yes. I just was wanted to recommend to listeners, everybody, passing out videos and everything was great and all, and you make great videos. I bought all your first 8 ones.
Thank you.
I've noticed, we've already discussed, you discussed in there, they've taken the parents out of the family. We've already discussed that. But I wanted to recommend to people, we need to bring parents back in the family. And one of the things I just recently read 1984 for the first time in my life.
How they turn the children against the parents against the children.
Oh, it
feminism, everything.
Yeah, and also I see examples, and we know movies, Star Wars has examples, and Dune. I was thinking parents should actually, nobody encourages children to read anymore. And some of these parents, grandparents, well, parents are better, but either way, hand your children 1984 or people don't like to read anymore, get them audio versions. There's a lot of truth that can be learned in fiction.
I totally agree with you. And they've taught the young that rebellion against your parents is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are pretty weak-minded and watching TV, so the kids resent them. Thanks for the call. In the past, it was very rare for children to rebel because, grandpa was usually around too, and he would sit there and explain to you the facts of life, how scammers operated, how the government's bad, how you can't trust the government. I mean, this is what America's all about. And this is what humans, it's all about. Only trust your family, and folks the family say are good, people we know for a long time. Always stick up for your family, right or wrong, which is really the way it's supposed to work, folks. Just simple things like that's been a race. That's the bedrock of a society. And now, don't stick up for your family, because your new family's the police department. Let me tell you something, cops. Your family is the society. Okay, it's not that police department where they manipulate you. They have handbooks on how to manipulate you. Do you like being manipulated? Do you like being people laughing at you behind your back? Or do you like being told straight up how you're being turned into a bunch of idiots? And you're right. Parents need to talk to their children just about history. Tell them parables. Read your children the famous parables. The Greek parables and the Bible parables are all good. Children need to have those classics. They need to be given history, because then once you have history, you know the future. Again, I'm sorry to cut that caller off, but a really great point. We've got to move on. One last ring-a-dingy, because I got a few news items to cover here. Stuart in Arizona, go ahead.
It takes a village to raise a child, Alex.
What? Okay.
No, well, just kind of what you were talking about how are we supposed to surrender the family and have the community raise the child and things. I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about this Karl Rove thing. It's almost the sideshow of a sideshow. And not necessarily you, Alex, but I noticed that a lot of the mainstream, they just seem to want to hammer on it and hammer on it. And like you say, it's this false left-right paradigm shift.
It's like removing a birdcage liner. Karl Rove isn't running anything.
No, but I noticed that how they hammer on it, you have John Conyers and Charles Schumer, two of the driving forces, they're demanding that there has to be a congressional investigation. But I remember back during the Waco hearings, John Conyers, and they were sitting here questioning him about how or who gave the authorization to use Delta Force, the combat application group, and he makes a big joke about it and says, oh, well, maybe the butler did it. We're supposed to take...
Yeah, it's admitted Delta Force is there. Their own documents are public. Delta Force said, we don't want to kill these people, but order us to, we will. Which, oh, by the way, the head general, Shoemaker, that was over that got promoted to the highest levels after that.
Yes, he's what, general of the army or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's one of the top pimps.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering as to what, kind of relating in with this Rove thing, because we keep hearing a lot of these words about leaking secrets and breach of national security, unclassified.
Well, what about him lying? Rove and them said they weren't the ones that did the leaking. I mean,
right.
He's number one. I thought George Bush was bringing dignity back. He's a wart-infested little maggot.
That's for sure. Well, it's kind of odd, though, that I don't see Conyers and Schumer up here talking about when AIPAC was caught red-handed leaking classified documents and passing them to another country.
The truth is, America is a giant whore machine. It's a giant mechanism that a bunch of different mafias fight over control of, and the mafias all meet in commission meetings every year at the Bilderberg Group. It's just the public. And they meet and they fight with each other at a certain level, but not on keeping us in the dark, the, you know, the schlubs, the idiots. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you criminals, you scumbag pieces of garbage, you murdering terrorists, you degenerate scum that put mercury in the vaccines and cancer in the vaccines and poison in the air and DU in the water and MBTE and just all of it. I'm sick. What's the point? Sometimes I think, what's the point of even proving this anymore? It's like, it's so much evidence, again, but we have to remember the general public still doesn't know.
No, it's like they're standing over here giving us the finger and they're saying, what are you going to do about it?
I know, it's like, we never said that we're WMDs. We never said, that's a conspiracy theory. And like you mentioned Conyers, you're right. Well, why did Delta Force go in and do it? Oh, the butler did it. Delta Force, ooh. I know, it's just like, you know, we really shouldn't jump off that cliff. Oh, a cliff exists, and I'm sure boogeymen do too, you know. He says the sun comes up, ha ha ha.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. It's up to you to get the films, to make the copies, to get them out to the people, to air them on Access TV, to affect the change. We know what's going on. We got to point people to the truth and research the films. You know, every document, every article that's in martial law, thanks to a great volunteer who built it, 911, martiallaw911.info. It's all posted according to the time code there on that website. You can go right there and just download the whole site onto a disk and it'll give that to somebody right along with it. You want your proof? There it is, folks. It's so important to expose who's behind the terror. This is out of the Army Times. Uncle Sam wants you, even if you're 42 years old. Well, yeah, they've been doing force re-ups where they grab people who have special skills who are, what, 63 and have cancer? And the Defense Department quietly asked Congress on Monday to raise the maximum age for military recruits to 42 for all branches of the service. Under current law, the maximum age enlisted in the active is 35. And that's also Selective Service is going to get ready for that. Getting ready for that draft. Hey, old men, guess that includes me, we're all going to have to serve global. It's the terrorists hitting us. Scientists worried by riot control ray gun. That's Reuters headline, ray gun. You think the burst your eardrums LRADs are bad they use in Iraq and now in New York? We have that in martial law. Well, I'm here to tell you big cities already have these microwave guns called ray guns by Reuters, ready to use on you in every major city, just waiting quietly at your National Guard armories or at other little facilities. Why do they have plans so bad they'll need the ray guns on us? Scientists are questioning the safety of the Star Wars-style ray gun to be deployed in Iraq next year. That means here, too. The active denial system weapon, which, again, 3 years ago was already covertly positioned, as less lethal by the Pentagon, fires a 95 gigahertz microwave beam at rioters to cause heating and intolerable pain in less than 5 seconds. The idea is people caught in the beam will rapidly try to move out and therefore break up the crowd. It'll train military and police to go ahead and open fire more often on the public. That's all this is about. UK boy wrongly labeled as bomber. And one of the other guys they busted claiming he was the mastermind and it proved that one of the bombers of 2 weeks ago was connected to Al-Qaeda. That was the wrong person, too. But that's always back of the paper. You'll argue with your neighbor why the Al-Qaeda connection has been made. The connection's never been made. Not one person's been convicted. Did you know that? Evidence showing that all from 4 years ago, folks, 9/11. Evidence showing that all three of the London bombers are Pakistani descent, visited Pakistan last year, has been thrown into doubt. Now it's not one, but two of them didn't, and then again, one of their so-called Al-Qaeda contacts was not real either. BBC, a photograph and passport purporting to show bomber Hasib Hassan was in fact that of a 16-year-old British boy with the same name. The government knows all this. The House voted to extend the Patriot Act for another 10 years, so I enjoy that. And Patriot Act terror attacks just in time, just in the nick of time, Kurt Nemo says, and he's absolutely right. Continual coverage, all the documents, all the information, all the latest info. A lot happening financially right now with the dollar and the Chinese dumping the dollar. Just massive updates throughout today, throughout the weekend. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, yeah, I've been attacked by all these big magazines and national TV and now Channel 4 over in England for our work, for our films. Find out why they're so afraid of us. Get the videos. Get the books. Get the materials. Make copies of my videos and spread the word. It is so effective. I want to commend those that have been doing that, but we got to get the word out now. Who's behind the terror? People are waking up, but not fast enough. We got to redouble our efforts. I want to commend all of you for fighting the globalist. Now, God bless you all. Have a fabulous weekend.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.